about the fundamental practice, that and then. We just do the paratama of the tama, just like we take tama of the
现实子在哪一页?
After the request, the tama of blessing the tama.
Yeah, yeah.
Om bhamma dhagyada om. You know, the wisdom absorption.
就是那个我们刚现实子哈，等到观音呢融入那个圣物哈，融入那个三昧耶识眼尊。勇猛文殊如实了
出，三十六页，
大行普贤菩萨亦如是。
第三个，
未能随从
彼
等
清
净
学，
我
将
此
等善
根皆
回
向，
正如
一
切三十善士佛所赞种种回向中最胜。
未行普贤心，我亦如是，将此善根各个皆回向。
南无这些老子还是那个
于弘扬宗喀巴法王正法理则记，止息障碍之征兆，一切顺缘
三十六页第五个。
36页第六个，我及他人之三世，一直相属二字矣，祈愿善慧名称佛教法永住生增长。
The Buddha's name to not only to increase his marriage 100,000 times and all our prayers to be succeed. We make all our prayers to succeed. I explain the definition of a tree. It's all what it means, including all of us, including myself, who means to try. So, why not? That's it. That's what I thought. Maybe everyone can think of it in a secret. So this is the outer, this Tarsanama compassion or the forearm. it's the outer. So. Anyway, so this Kriya Tantra, among the four levels of Tantra, this one is the Kriya Tantra. This aspect, this practice is Kriya Tantra. So therefore, I remember after I had inspired you to use all the musics, and then I remember them. Many they use Dhammaru because that's one extra music you have. Mm-hmm. That's one extra music you have. Many use the Dhammaru at that time. after I tried to inspire to play all the musics, mm-hmm. they're around. So, so therefore, Dhammaru is only used in the Mahanudraya Tantra practice. Dhammaru is only used in Mahanudraya Tantra practice. I have not indicated Tantra. Dhammaru is to draw the Dakinis, to draw the Dakinis. Dakinis has different levels of Dakinis, three levels of Dakinis. One who has a realization, female beings who has a realization of generation state, that's what, I think one thing, the other one is who has a clear light, who has a realization, so, clear light is about it. So again, and then I think one who has achieved unification, clear light is about it. 근데 하이 상드라 하이 상드라서 제일 컴플리트하지 completion that one way of accounting is isolation of body, isolation of speech, isolation of mind, and then the illusory body, unification of those two. So, you see, then unification, normal learning, that's the enlightenment. And these five stages practice on the basis of foundation, generation stage, and generation stage is practice on the basis of renunciation, Buddhist emptiness. And that's the best of guru devotion practice. So you can see from here Tantra's practice on the basis of Sutra. Tantra's practice on the basis of Sutra. You can see from here how the stage goes through. Even your practice, highest numbers are how to go about enlightenment. What meant? So it is said normally. Anyway, since I'm talking, it is said normally that what in Tibet they use this example. Tui is made of a lot of butter and powdered cheese put together, and that's regarded really. That's regarded what? Yummy. What's yummy? Delicious. I like ice cream in the West. It was in Taiwan. So what makes the tea so delicious? In Mongolia, they make incredibly good this one. Mongolia, they make really delicious. I thought to bring some to offer to to bring in America to offer to Zubin to maybe Keshe Lama going to Amnesia. They would enjoy this very much. they make incredibly good but you can't bring America, you can't bring food. You have to throw in the garbage can. But well, you're punishing it. So it is, they're saying that the what makes the tea delicious is by the butter. Also what makes it exist, that keeps together by the butter. So it could be both meaning. So what makes Tantra quite part of enlightenment that is so rich by the sutra. By sutra. Like without sutra then the Tantra is like you can't have cream without milk. Without milk. You can't have cream. Ice cream. Yeah, without milk, you can't. Mm-hmm. Like that. So anyway, anyway, without sutra, tantra, there's no tantra practice. There's no way to practice tantra anyway. So Dakini, a sky here. Sky is not sky. This sky relates to emptiness. Mm-hmm. Sky of emptiness. And realize directly seeing emptiness. Emptiness of all the phenomena. I think sky awareness, pervade the understanding, pervade emptiness of all the phenomena. So that anyway, then of course ultimately one is Buddha, the one who achieves normal learning. Mm-hmm. So that So to draw the tamaris, to draw the tennis, so then to bless your chakras when it drops. to receive the blessing, and then, then make them functionable. And how you wish, then this way, the wind able to enter the channel, abide and absorb. Then you're able to stop the gross mind, make visible the extremities, mind is a gross subtle extremis subtle mind. Visible. It is there, but by growth. Now it's like bad weather. You know. The clear sky covered by the fogginess. Clouds or fogginess, dark. So like that, it's all the superstition. The gross mind is stopped. By seed. Duty function of Kundalini and the Bodhicitta and the for bliss. to the gross mind. stop, then the extreme subtle mind is able to manifest that. Good. So with the applying the from sutra, emptiness will expand sutra, then you see by using that. By realizing that with extreme subtle mind, and is the quickest way is like atomic bomb, quickest way, like the big, very big atomic bomb, like that, quickest way to seize the dualistic view, suddenly not only disturbing the obscuration, but including subtle negative imprint in it. And the hallucination inherent in existent appearance, which is a projection of that subtle negative imprint left on the mental form by the concept of inherent existence. So that's how it becomes quick. But practice high tantra, how you are able to achieve enlightenment quickly. This is the basic explanation. So the Damaru is a plate here. Damaru is a plate at Neville, against Neville, not like this, not like that. Against Neville. But to pursue the tumult fire. So this is talking about the highest tantra, two stages, second stage, the like six yogas and Narada. So the subject which I've just mentioned, so that is part of that. You know, to pursue the tumo, the fire. in order to succeed to something like that. And then, of course, ultimately, it doesn't get stuck there, you know. You achieve enlightenment, stuck, then nothing, you know, then like retired. before, even you work for a sentient being, even before, when you, especially from the time of when you have generated great compassion, even before you enter the path, you know, so the great compassion that you have, the realization you have before you enter the path, without choice, the great compassion makes you to 我和圣者。So that time, whatever you can benefit others. Then later, you actually bodhicitta, then you enter Mahayanapada, because then much more. Then as you develop more and more wisdom, then you are able to benefit more and more to others. Cease more and more defilement. So like that. This is by actualizing the greatest skill, combining the wisdom. So like that. Then, when you become enlightened, without slightest mistake, without slightest effort, then you naturally say, like one sun rises, that only one sun rises, but it reflects in all the ocean, every water dew, as long as it doesn't have a cover, rocks or like that, then this one sun, without any effort, without motivation, that, oh, I'm going to reflect in this water, in this ocean, in this country ocean, this, on this plant, on this particular plant, what to do, I'm going to reflect in that. There's no motivation. Just rises and then it reflects everywhere. Billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of reflect everywhere. Also like that, there's a Maitreya Buddha explained in Uttara Tantra, eight qualities. Buddha's eight qualities, Dharma's eight qualities, Sangha's eight qualities. So Buddha's eight qualities, they think mentioned there. And so and then spontaneously and they all simply become enlightened. So anyway, so Dhammaro. And Dhammaro first, when you start, as soon as explained that you hit the other side. Mm-hmm. Other side, then you hit the other side, then so then when you start doing like that, that is what as soon as expand. Then also as soon as expand to ask the I mentioned about the Sangha the other night. Mm-hmm. So his incarnation was there. There were some, few small incarnations, small incarnate lamas. The one, Sigma Tenshin Rinpoche, was one of my guru, was there. So he was asked. So it seems before they played Dhammaru, they practiced with the finger, like this. Sort of that. I think it's sort of a humor. So I asked him whether he practiced this. Mm-hmm. So I think and I said no, I didn't practice this one. And these Dhammaru, these two sides, two skins, that have meaning. They have meaning, say, universal metal wisdom. The path and path to enlightenment, which is Dhammaka's breath, but metal wisdom, so that, or father, mother, which means metal wisdom, path to, and signify path, or can sometimes, depending, sometimes signify that, that you see, the result, so, unification, path of mother, with the, could have that meaning, only the meaning, unification of the method of wisdom. So like that. So here in the practice of Kaitang, you don't play Dhammaru, but it seems when it comes to protector, that is the their highest kind of deities. They do protect you. So there, the section there, you can collect Dhammaru, that part, when it comes to protect. that was the reason. Miss plays very nice Dhammaru, so I was asked to play during that time. So that one, that time you put it, give me some money. How many dhammas, how many number of dhammas do you have? Each finger.
Jay, you say there are three types of dakini. One is, has
yes.
got the...
That's one explanation, yeah. The highest, ultimate one is the enlightened one. One of the achieved the unification of normal learning.
Mm-hmm. So one is pure light, one is generation state?
Yeah. Yeah. They achieve clarity. One is the way to achieve unification through clarity in the body.